Okay, so if we look at all the Yom Tovim, they can really be divided up into three categories, meaning we have the Yom Nerayim, we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have the Gilmer Gaon, we have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and we have Chanukah and Purim. So let's try to understand the significance and the deeper meaning of these three different categories of Yom Tovim. So perhaps that we can explain as follows. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the focus of them is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, the focus of them is on the Elyonim. When it comes to the Gilmer Gaon, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the focus of them is on the Chibur between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, and when it comes to Chanukah and Purim, the focus of them is on the Tachtonim. So let's explain. Meaning, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the emphasis is on the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world. Now, when it comes to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the mitzvos Hayom are focused on around the base of Mikdash. There's a mitzvah of Lila Regal. The whole purpose of the Mikdash was to connect the upper worlds and lower worlds. And if we look at the events which occurred on the Moadim, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the whole purpose of the Moadim were to commemorate the historical events which brought the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world. So Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as a nation, and Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and then Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to this world to take care of us in the Midbar. But the significance of Chanukah and Purim is that these are the Yom Tovim for Tachton, these are the Yom Tovim for this world. And the significance, as opposed to the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's just about the complete Elyonim, even above the Torah Shavik Sav, as opposed to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which are all about Torah Shavik Sav coming down to this world. The purpose of Chanukah and Purim are all about the Tachtonim, and now it's all about the Torah Shavik Sav coming to this world. And when it comes to Chanukah and Purim represent the relationship of Torah Shavik Sav being allowed to be brought into this world. Purim set up the physical means for the Torah Shavik Sav to be brought into this world. It wasn't until Chanukah that provided the spiritual backdrop for Torah Shavik Sav to be able to come to this world and to be able to flourish. So the significance of all the three groups of the Moadim is that we have three groups. We have the Moadim which focus on the Elyonim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Then we have the Moadim which focus on the Tachtonim, Chanukah and Purim. Then we have the Yom Regalim which are meant to be Mechaber, the Olamas HaElyonim and the Olamas HaTachtonim.